Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Är du redo, John?
No. Yes, I'm ready to speak on my disdain.
Disdain?
Yeah, I'm not happy, bro.
Okay.
I thought this reunion was going to give me more.
Okay, jag tror vi kommer ha slightly olika takes på the reunion, kanske. Vi får se.
Yeah, we'll see.
Jag heter Amat.
And I'm John.
Och ni lyssnar på Så vad händer? Och det här är en grej till där vi djupdyker i någonting vi tycker är extra kul eller intressant. Nu är det Love is Blind och det här är sista avsnittet för den här säsongen. The Reunion.
Yeah, yeah.
Ibland har de ju någon sån här after the... Är det?
After the altar.
After the altar.
Normally that's like a year, like a few months later.
Ja, ah, okej. Okay. Ja, ah, just det. Men nu så är det The Reunion.
Yeah, man.
Och de lärde sin läxa. De har inte satsat på en live reunion nu längre. Utan det var bara en gång de gjorde det. Och den var ju...
Yeah, they learned a lesson.
Mm, det. Så att, ja, let's go through it.
Let's do it, man.
Den första grejen är ju, som var lite ny, va, är hur mycket de hade gamla gäster med.
That's gamla, some bullshit. Gamla, not with it. Not with it at all.
But how come?
I don't care about the, like, I feel like they're feeling themselves a bit. This reunion told me they're feeling themselves a
Vilka,
bit.
The production?
Yeah,
eller?
The whole, like, yeah, I guess they are, does The Bachelor do that?
Ja, det får man säga. Där blir det som en så bachelor family, kan man säga. Sen så har du...
Okay.
Så att,
maybe they're trying to do that.
Men det är ju mycket för att produktionen vill ju naturligtvis visa också på att experimentet funkar. Det sa de ju där i början. 11 yep. marriages, 9 fortfarande ihop. Det är en ganska bra siffra. Dock att det är ju inte så många år. Det är 6 säsonger, men det är ju typ... Vad är det? 3 år kanske? 4 år yeah. max? Så det är ju inte... Ja, världens längsta. Men det är ju en bättre siffra än The Bachelor, om man säger.
11 marriages. You mean people that said I do on the show and stay together. Is
ja,
that what they mean?
Jag tror det. Mm.
But not like the proposal. Okay.
Ja, precis.
Who are the two that got married and didn't work out?
Jag kommer inte ens ihåg.
I don't either.
Men
they don't put them out there. Bring them. Bring them to. Let's see her hear how you know, such and such moved on. Tell
Nej,
me
men
that,
så jag fattar hela idén med att bygga ett Love is Blind universe, liksom. Och att så här, kolla hur det funkar. Men en kritik man kan ha är att det var lite väl mycket fokus på de gamla gästerna.
Yes.
Och att det gick ut över the current stuff. Men så en av de första, hon var väl med i första säsongen, Gianna.
Mm-hmm.
Som var ihop med en, eller blev, men dejtade den här snubben. Kommer du ihåg, han riktigt...
Yes, and she kept talking
Shrek-looking
about his... And she was like out of his league, and then he had the biggest Love is Blind glow up. He had the first Love is Blind glow up, Remember? And then he started, he got on another show, Perfect Match.
Mm-hmm.
And where him and the girl that he comes back to the after the altar thing with, ugh.
Precis, det var ju någon reunion i den säsongen där han kom tillbaks med en annan tjej liksom. Bara för att försöka, jag vet inte, piss off den här Gianna. Anyways, det här när de introducerar Gianna nu och alla andra gamla, gamla deltagare i Love is Blind, så slogs jag av vem Gianna är ihop med. Det är att hon är gravid, kul för henne.
Sen så är hon and you, Vanessa loves that.
Mm. Kan du, vi kollar lite på den här.
Yes, Gigi.
Izzy.
Great to see you. First off, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, darling.
That's very much in order.
I look a little different since you last saw me.
You look beautiful. You look beautiful. Introduce us to your man here.
Yeah, so this is my partner and the father of my baby, Blake Horseman. Say hi to love his...
Blake. Och jag bara, I fucking know this guy.
I remember the name Blake now that you say
och,
that.
Och Blake var med i Bachelor back in the day.
Okay, all right.
Och var med inte bara i Bachelor rätt måste det ha varit, för han var en tävlande. Utan också sen var med i Bachelor in Paradise. Och hade en superbra edit efter. Han kom långt i sin Bachelor-säsong. Han var kanske, låt säga, Final Five eller någonting sånt. Han kom långt, om jag minns det rätt. Och alla dog för this guy. För att han var så emotionally intelligent, in touch with his feelings. You know the guy.
Yeah.
Och sen när han kom ut ur the show och alla kvinnor älskar honom, så verkar det som att han bara went on a rampage. Och liksom bara knullade allt som gick typ.
Ja, oh, okej. Okay.
Och sen så var han med på Bachelor in Paradise. Den här spin-off-showen där olika bachelor-deltagare som inte då har blivit valda träffas på en strand över en sommar och så. Ja.
Good show, you've introduced
really
me
good show. Yeah. Även om inte jag har kollat nu på ett par år. Men där var han med och came off as a super fuckboy.
Oh!
För att det var väldigt mycket så här... Han hade legat med någon annan deltagare på någon musikfestival. Någon annan av the contestants liksom. Mm. På någon musikfestival innan. Stagecoach kom jag ihåg, det var en stor grej. Och sen så, ah, man, så här, play, var lite så här player helt plötsligt. Mm. Och den där storyn har man ju sett många gånger. Liksom.
Det, sound like a glow up.
Quote unquote good guy som sen actually, får mycket attention. Yeah. Och sen så bara...
Turns into a good guy, oh, a fuckboy convert.
Ja, så det var bara kul. Jag bara, okej, det är intressant att han är här nu. Och, bara, och jag bara, kommer de nämna någonting om Bachelor? För det är lite...
Yeah, it's kind of comp, right?
Det är lite speciellt också. Ja, lite liksom konkurrenter kanske. Men också, det som det vi har snackat om tidigare när vi pratade om de här reality shows. Att det är alltid lite misstänksamt med de som är på multiple reality shows. Det säger ju någonting om en person.
I thought it was weird that they have her there who... didn't she's with somebody and pregnant for somebody and they're just like, who's your man? Like, I don't even remember you.
Nej, knappt. Man kommer ju knappt ihåg henne, men hon ser väl lite annorlunda ut bara för att hon brukade vara blond förut och nu är hon brunett och så vidare. Men det var, jag tyckte bara, det kändes bara lite roligt för de sa, introduces to your man, och produktionen och Nick och Vanessa, de vet ju who this guy is. Mm. Liksom, han ändå figurerade ändå en hel del i...
Okay, I'm not in Bachelor like that, so no wonder you knew him.
No?
I just was completely uninterested and wondering why they did this.
Mm.
And it made me feel like they might fuck this up, man.
Man, så vi liksom är 9:45 in i avsnittet och du är redan utcheckad.
I wasn't checked out yet, but I was just like, what are they doing?
Mm.
You know what I mean? I did, you know, we didn't talk about it, but they had the whole intro thing where they got to walk around the set. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay.
They said they did hint at that we're going to be going behind the scenes more, but they didn't really do that much. He said that, but I was looking forward to that. But it was good to see how they live. They're trying not to get sued and shit, maybe. Because they mentioned eating and stuff a few times.
Exakt. Kwame, de hade Kwame, de frågade i slutet så, vad är era favoritgrejer med att ha varit med? Jag tror att det var han som sa The food. Och det är kul med
did
tanke
he say
på...
it like he was reading?
Gun to his head liksom. Det är kul bara med tanke på anklagelserna som var från tidigare contestants om att så här, de får inte hur illa de blir behandlade. De får inte äta, de får knappt sova, de liksom
like,
har inga
get,
fönster typ.
If you get married, you get food.
Exakt. Make it at the pods, do it.
Exactly. You can eat later. Love now.
Men jag blev för övrigt chockad av att Kwame. Jag hatar inte på det här lika mycket som du. Jag tycker ändå det är kul att få en liten update. Sen så håller jag med om att det blir för långt.
Right.
Men jag tycker det är kul att ändå få en update. Jag blir ju shocked av att motherfucking Kwame fortfarande ihop with this woman.
I'm not sure. I believed in Kwame from the beginning.
No, not from the beginning. We can play the tape.
I think I could have done with an update. You know, let's do, like, if at the end of every season they update on all the successful couples, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, even a little video vignette of, oh, they're all still together. Where we have this success rate, that's good. Having them sitting there and laughing along and doing cuts to their reaction, I didn't care.
Jag gillade the reaction shots. Det var några riktigt bra reaction shots.
Well, what's the guy that we said he was in abusing her? We thought he was in an abusive relationship.
Matt.
He had a bunch of opinions. Like, I'm like, I don't even like this dude, man.
Okay.
I don't know.
Man, hater over here.
Vi kollar was over there. She was looking terrified of him. The ballet girl.
Ska vi kolla på när de liksom kommer in, eller? Jag vill veta vad du tycker om folks outfits och så vidare.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Och som vanligt, ni kan ju se det här om ni vill se det vi ser. Yeah. Patreon.com/svh.
Yeah.
Signa upp, all info finns där och då kan ni bland mycket annat få tillgång till videoversionen av podden. Och där kan ni se det vi kollar på. Damn.
That was a loud
du valde tystnaden för att öppna din fifth beer.
I feel like when you're in the movie theater.
Man väntar ju på det som the explosion. Inte på så här fucking begravningsscenen.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We're so excited to have you guys and to see some familiar faces.
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, everyone. Hey.
Welcome, guys. Good to see everybody.
We're gonna catch up with all of you in just a little bit because two.
Men
of
jag tror du fick man inte se dem alla komma in i något tillfälle. Fuck it, jag orkar inte hitta det.
Okay.
Men vi kommer.
I thought it was cool that they entered. Nick and Vanessa entered through.
Vi kan se egentligen här.
Do you think Vanessa hates that Nick is more charming than her?
Oh my god.
Here they go. Brett with the Brett got J's on.
So good.
Yay! Welcome, guys.
Welcome, everyone, to the Love is Blind reunion.
Yes.
Wow. What do you think? Should we bring our friends from season 6 out here?
Come on. Yeah? You guys sure?
Yes.
All right, come on out, guys.
You guys sure? Amy actually had an adult outfit, like not old and not too young. AD out here looking stacked. Jessica looking good. Who's
hade
that?
Du en, det var Britney, va?
Oh, yeah,
hade Britney. Du en favorit look?
Of the looks, I thought I'm too old for AD's look. When you see the entire titty, I feel like I'm too old for that.
Are you slut-shaming again?
I'm not slut-shaming. I'm saying I'm too old to appreciate
okay.
it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just like, it's something in me is saying, no, cover your titties up, girl. You know what I'm saying? I'm just too old. I'm too old. I can't.
Damn. Tycker man a little bit too old for the entire titty. Blir man någonsin det, eller?
That's a good point. I'll take it back. Ladies, pull them titties out. Clay look good. You know, he always has a classic... The classic good look. Amy did look nice with the sequins. I think I used to hate on the sequins, but maybe that's another age thing, man. The older I get, the more into disco balls I am.
Less titties, more disco ball.
Man, exactly. And she combined the two, AD, the titties and disco balls.
Jag tycker AD's outfit var bäst, tycker jag.
I bet you do, you pervert. I wish we had the... you see, the principal came out with it.
Kul också att se Amy. Men hon hade ju en väldigt... Alltså, this... Anna's, jag vet inte vad det är som gör det. För ibland, det här är också ett återkommande problem på The Bachelor. Ibland när de ska ha, kunderna har sina klänningar. Och det här, jag kan ingenting om klänningar. Så liksom, ta min åsikt.
I'm a dresspert.
Men ibland, det känns som att ibland är det en sån här fin gräns mellan en sån här fin, vacker, whatever, festklänning. Och sen så nästa nivå är så här att du ska gå på typ en bal. Eller det blir liksom a bit too much. Jag vet inte om det är den här armgren som gör det, men att det ser bara lite
that's
så här...
That's what it is. It's the arm,
jag tänker så, men när har man på sig den här typen av klänning?
At a gala. This isn't a gala.
Men med det sagt så tyckte jag att Amy såg ju bra ut här och det är kul med liksom, jag vet inte, var det professional makeup eller? Och det är som vi har sagt,
hon,
är, hon är en pretty girl liksom.
Right, det är bara att hon acts frumpy.
Ja, men nu så är det bättre.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Fattar du vad jag menar?
Yeah. I thought Chelsea looked good. Your silence speaks volumes. Pause it right there. But no, you don't think she looked good there?
Det är så svårt att hantera den här fucking skärmen ibland. Alltså. Den scrollar så snabbt när man försöker.
Trevor looked horrible.
Trevor.
Yeah, with his oversized shirt off. You just wanted to see AD again, man.
How about Chelsea?
Okay, I'll take it
back.
What
would they say?
I'll take it back. She looked like she's going into battle. She looks like a gladiator.
Valkyrie. Nadine.
Who was I thinking about? You know what? What's her name? Brittany looked good.
Hmm?
She looked like she had a bit of a glow up.
Is it too old for Jessica's outfit also, eller?
She has an, what's her name? Jasmine from Aladdin look.
Ja, fast bara rött istället för ljusblått.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like that aesthetic is played out, the word? What's Jeremy looks like? A fucking idiot.
Ja, Jeremy looks... Men det som
are you serious, bro?
Det är svårt med de här Hawaii-skjortorna på pasty white guys. Det är alltså, tänk dig... Men ärligt talat, och det might come off as racist. Och,
not at all.
Tänk dig någon som Brett.
Right.
Han hade ju kunnat pull off this look.
Yeah, he would have had the J's to match and all that shit.
De hade kunnat pull off. Eller Clay hade kunnat pull it off. Till och med Izzy kanske hade kunnat pull it off. Men, nej.
This is white on white?
Det är white on white. Det går inte. Och Jimmy körde
look
bara,
good,
han körde bara safe. Det är det som är tråkigt, men många snubbars outfit är ju bara... Det är som är lite kul då med Jeremy, även om han inte kunde pull it off, är att han försökte göra någonting annorlunda. För annars är det bara lite trist med en så här vit skjorta, blå kavaj.
But as you watch, you can see his outfit says a lot about who he is, you know what I mean? The more, he's pretty concerned.
Brittany
look good, you know?
Jag gillar inte riktigt det på sidan alltså. Jag gillar det bättre om det bara var all black.
Yeah, I get it.
Det ser lite... what's the word? See, I'm not an expert. Jag är inte en modejournalist här. Men det, jag hittade mitt ord på varför jag inte riktigt gillar det.
But you just don't.
I just kind of don't like it. Det ser lite billigt ut. Och det menar jag inte billigt as in på ett slut-shamey way. Utan billigt, typ så här, nästan materialmässigt. Med det där.
Någon I sen? Can see that.
The principal.
The principal look like a principal.
Mm. 24-year-old principal.
26, right? 24?
Okej. Okej, det var våran snabb liksom...
fashion, that's the fashion corner.
Det ni kommer till oss för. Men ja, det är en som inte har kommit ut på scenen än. Vi kollar.
Let's move on that note to someone who had a little trouble deciding on their person. Jeremy, aloha.
How's it going?
Digging the shirt?
Yeah.
I live in Hawaii now, so I can say aloha.
I figured we'd just go full send on this.
But it's been a year since you and Laura ended things. So how is your love life today? Are you seeing anyone?
It's been going well, and yes, I am seeing someone.
Funny you should mention that. She actually is here today. Guys, should we bring her out?
Yeah. Yes.
Current flame in Jeremy's life.
What's the
Let's
response?
Bring her on out.
Oh my God.
Full girls. Let's please welcome Sarah Ann.
That's the coldest. Are you bombing before you grab the mic?
Not the kiss. Not the kiss.
Yeah, somebody that sounded like AD.
We all.
Damn, the hate. That's shade.
So have the two of you been together ever since you rode off into the sunset on jet skis?
We have. Yeah, we've been dating for almost a year now. We live together.
We live together.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have lots of questions for you two, but first, Laura has shared her location with us.
I like that. They're getting a little messy.
She is in Barcelona, Spain for work, but we actually have her on Zoom. So please welcome Laura.
Everybody pick their sides, man. How about nobody tries to understand Jeremy, man.
Meet a little daughter. Sarah Ann frågade, nu när du pratade så frågade Sarah Ann, should we clap? Well, Jeremy said no.
I didn't catch that. Look at Laura looking weird.
How have you been? How are you? Everything good?
She got dressed up.
I'm good. Yeah, all good. Mm-hmm. Wish so badly I could be there in person, but work always comes first.
So, Jeremy, first things first, we're sitting here with one woman you've been engaged to, mm-hmm. one woman you're currently living with, mm-hmm. and it sounds like have been for quite a while, y'all. Yet mm-hmm. there's a third woman whose mother went on social media and said that you two were actually engaged while you were applying for this experiment. So what do you have to say about that claim?
Yeah, I can actually address that. I can address that. Directly. It's not true. So mm-hmm. what had happened is, yes.
What happened?
Everybody I dated was well aware of that.
Listen, han kör på sitta här så här,
yeah.
robotpratet.
Yeah.
Got engaged,
yeah.
told, come on the show.
Exactly.
Hennes outfit måste vi också snacka lite om.
She looked bad.
Sarah Ann. Ah, then it
just, looks trashy. It looks like...
It's a lot going on samtidigt. Yeah. Och det är för mycket, liksom så här. Jag gillar a little body glitter.
Yeah. Don't use the fucking t-shirt gun.
Jag vet inte vad body glitter kommer det i en tube liksom. Vad kommer det? Det känns som att hon bara råkade såhär squared out för mycket.
It looked like hers came in a bicycle pump spray.
And a hose. Hose down med glitter.
He's like, Jeremy, can you go in the living room and spray me down while I stand in the kitchen with glitter?
Men det är en
jobbig... It's glitter and bronzer. Like, it's like shiny and glittery. Mm. It's like asking you, look at my collarbone.
Din jobbig första fråga att få. Du var engaged med en kvinna. Du valde en annan kvinna. Mm. All the while, så var du redan engaged med en annan before coming on the show.
And his face, as we were talking, it's just perfect. He's just,
All right, vi lyssnar på hans, förklaring.
Yes, sold my house. And I did go ahead and apply after I was... out on my own, doing my own thing, got approached to do it, and decided to move forward at that point.
Got approached. Okay. So, Laura, how does that sound to you?
In the pod, he did mention that he had a fiancé before.
Okay. Did he mention one to you as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, going pretty good so far.
Yeah, it's good. It's
burning
smooth.
Question directed to Jeremy okay. that we want to know. Why on earth did you lie about your location after you shared it with Laura? Like, did you not think that the little... button would continue to move and follow
you? Know what he
you.
Thought.
Or mm-hmm. did you leave it in your car and you had an Apple Watch? Like, what is...
Okay.
Mm, you
no,
know what's
I can,
up.
I can address that, too. I shared my location before I left the house. Nothing inappropriate happened. We did hang back and continue to talk afterwards. The only time I was ever at Sarah Ann's house is when I went to go drop her off.
But the question was just, why would you leave your location on and then lie about it?
I didn't intentionally lie about that. I did share my location.
And then forget?
No, I just didn't have anything to hide.
So why'd you lie?
I'm convinced that had I not woken up, he never would have admitted talking to her or going to her house in any way, shape, or form. Sarah Ann was actually telling other people the exact same lie, so they'd corroborated on that together, that they had never left the parking lot.
Well, so to clarify, when I got back to the townhouse, Laura was asleep. I stayed downstairs until I heard her getting up. And then instantly went up the stairs to tell her that Sarah Ann and I had a conversation. Here's what happened. The drop and
That's
off
That's not true. Once I saw his car get on the highway, I heard him come home and purposely stay in the living room, which let's just all call that for what it is. I then woke up at 9:30, 10 o'clock. He came in. He was kind of stumbling around his words. I was like, where were you? He wouldn't answer the question straight up. And I just knew. I knew he had seen her. And I mean, I freaked out. For him to go meet her behind my back, I just knew it was sketchy.
Hmm. You were not waiting for me when I got home. I came upstairs. I told you what happened. So I'll take,
Jeremy,
I'll admit my
true.
Fault on the
I
other part,
say
but I'm
I
not
was
gonna...
waiting up for you. I should have been on the front porch waiting for your ass at 6 a.m. is what I should have been
okay.
doing.
Okay.
They were waiting to clap for her. I know that energy. The audience energy.
Man,
you can tell he's lying. I do not buy that they didn't fuck around. I think I think Laura insinuated during the show that she gave him head in the car.
Yeah,
she did like this.
Man,
I think that's what happened.
Regardless, det som de också missar ju är ju att han säger nothing inappropriate happened. Men liksom hela situationen är ju inappropriate.
Yes.
Och att du drar från din fiancé, du är där
i
någon alley, i en bil, 5 a.m. Hela situationen är ju inappropriate.
They should have called them out on it.
Men det som jag inte fattar med flera av dem som blir called out, eller så här, du vet att du har spelat in det här för ett år sedan. Sen så vet du inte vad du kommer få för edit, men du vet ju vad du har gjort, så att säga.
Mm.
Och, men du vet inte hur mycket de kommer ta med av det. Sen så får du se det precis som vi får se det. Det är det liksom. Och sen så har du ju, vadå, någon månad, två månader på dig att komma på en förklaring.
Yes.
Hur kan det, du vet ju, frågan kommer ju komma med the location. Yeah. Varför har han inte någon förklaring? I don't recall lying.
That's kind of his thing.
I didn't intentionally lie, okay.
That's kind of his thing.
Is that what we're going with?
I think it's what we were saying before too, that he's just, he's used to spoil rich kid, fucking get what you want, flip how you want, and no accountability.
Mm. Men det är, ja,
but Sarah Ann didn't do herself any favors either.
Nej, oh nej.
I'll take my lumps for what I actually did, but I'm not going to have it continue to be painted to be worse than that. Like, I'm not going to do that. I'll own that.
You've never taken accountability. You've never taken accountability. You've never, like, flat out apologized. You're a clown, okay?
I never apologized.
Lie after lie after lie after lie. That's it.
You should relax calling someone a clown when you sat and told him shit about me in the pods the entire time, saying that I'm a pick-me girl. You're the pick-me girl.
You're the pick-me girl.
Yes, I'm very happy with the way it turned out.
Just like you said you would.
Okay.
Just like
Let's let it go. Let's let it go.
Let's let it go.
We're bigger than them. We're bigger than them.
Samma sak här. Du har flera månader på. Du vet att de här brudarna gillar inte dig.
Yeah.
Vad är din comeback när du kommer in the studio? You told me I'm a pick me girl. You're a pick me girl. What? Är det bästa du har?
Yeah. Nah, that was the best she had. She doesn't seem. She's a Trump supporter. What do you expect, man? She's not the brightest.
Trump, säger vad man vill. Mm. He got some one-liners. Mm. Fan, ta lite inspiration från Trump.
Well
come,
said.
Come med någonting.
You should, as a Trump supporter, you're doing a disservice to other Trump supporters. Well said, Amat. I'm with you.
Det där var riktigt weak.
It was trash.
Och han försöker bara så här,
he's trying to act like he's above it.
Ja, man, exakt. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Like, they go low. Mm. We go high. Motherfucker, you went low. You went low when you were in the car with her.
Okay.
You're not a girl's girl ever a day in your life.
Just
well, guys, Jeremy continues to maintain that he was just talking with Sarah Ann until 5 a.m. I'm curious.
Do you believe that, Amon?
Are you buying that story?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I got enough on my plate. I'm
Jeremy. So you're just trying to stay out of the way?
I'm just sitting here.
I mean, I've never stayed up till 5 a.m. just chatting.
Well, so. You guys saw me staying up and getting walked out on by Matt. Is it that shocking that I was talking till 5 in the morning? Everybody knows I can talk. It's not that shocking.
Sarah Ann.
I was never invited in.
Sarah Ann, man.
Sarah
She's
Ann.
Bombing right now.
She just is bombing.
No, absolutely not.
They kissed. No. Get the fuck out of here.
So, well, Laura, what do you think hearing all this? They continue to maintain they just talked till 5 a.m.
Laura don't care.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't care what they did till 5 a.m. I think they're both disgusting.
You said they're both what?
Disgusting.
Kick rocks with
when
open
do you
toe
think
shoes
you started
on.
To question if Jeremy was really the one for you.
I mean, sure, I started having my doubts. You know, we started bumping heads a little, but at no point was I thinking, I'm not going to get married. Jeremy and I literally every day had to check in with each other on what our percentages are, whether we're 80%, 8 out of 10, 85% going to get married. And I mean, it never dropped below that. So to go from spending all day with my family and then to disrespecting me, staying out with another woman till 6 a.m. the same night, he had told her that night when they stayed out together that he was going to break up with me. So he spent all day with my family, all day telling me how much he loved me.
But she said that to AD.
The bar, went out that night, met up with Sarah Ann, talked to her. The conversation was so good that he decided he just had to end it.
The conversation. Yeah, I know that head game, man, was vicious.
I'm the lit up.
He got, I mean, to me, it would be better for me if I said, you know what? I had the best head of my life that night. She sucked the fucking soul out of me, man. And now I said, Laura can't do that with all the teaching in the world. So I need to move on to Sarah Ann. I went physical and now I'm stuck with this Trump monster.
I did. Blir...
But that makes more sense than what he's saying.
Someone said the conversation was so good.
So good. Yeah, she know what's up, man. Get out of here, man. That girl slobbed him down and he don't want to say it because he's very, and it comes up more. He's very concerned about what people think about him.
I used to. The other.
Man. You're referring?
That's what your girlfriend said to AD at the list.
Exactly.
So, Sarah, DMing Jeremy coming out of the pods was obviously somewhat of a controversial move this season, and we actually have some never-before-seen footage of you
I
and
love
Laura
the never before
speaking about it
favorite
at
part.
The lake party. Let's take a look at that clip.
This was crazy that they didn't have this in there.
To take everything, and I want you to unload it on me and give me everything. No, seriously, I really do, because I think you deserve that. I do want to talk to you about the message that I sent, because I know that that came across so disrespectful to you. And I am sorry if I hurt you in any way. I really am, because I don't want you to think that I came to ruin your relationship. I was just very, I didn't get off my chest what I needed to. Yeah. He, you know, obviously was saying things to me that I've only told you this and blah, 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 and whatever. It was like I needed closure, but I didn't know how to do that. And then I thought, if they're not married just yet, should I just send a message now? And I'm not going to lie, I was in the real world while you guys were there, and I was kind of heartbroken, and I was just like, I'm just going to send it and get it off my chest. And
I think it makes sense,
That's really what the intent was, and I hope you know that. Like, and
I think it makes sense to that point, man. They've been in this fast-forward thing. They've been in a relationship. This is now your ex, and you do not have actual closure on it. So you might want the closure. So you send a message, but it's his responsibility to shut it down, and he never did, and she questioned it, and it was good that she questioned it. Because he never did, and this is why, because he was still interested.
Ja, alltså, men det, frågan är ju inte huruvida det makes sense. För det makes sense att hon vill göra det här.
Right.
Att hon vill skicka ett meddelande, att hon vill... Frågan handlar ju om, är det okej att göra det?
Mm.
Är det okej att skicka till någon som är days away from marriage? Hallå, bara så du vet, om det skiter sig så finns jag här. Most people skulle säga att det inte är okej. Eller liksom, skicka meddelandet då, men people are not gonna like you.
Yeah, that's true.
Det är det.
You gotta deal with, there's consequences to your action.
Exakt. Så det är det hon...
You can't get mad at people's reaction to some shit you did.
Nej, men det är det hon... Hon vill...
You can't have it both ways.
Hon vill försöka få det till att det inte bara att det var liksom make sense att hon skickade, men att det inte var en, bör anses vara en grej att hon skickade. Och det är där, that's where she goes wrong.
Mm.
I'm just here. What was I saying? I'm here to take it all.
Just have you unload on me. Unload on me.
That's what she's told Jeremy in the car. You know that, right?
I'm just here so you can unload on me. He's like, I'm going to break up. Breaking up.
Like, I was like, you know, hey, like, if it does change, like,
break up in process.
Like, I would love the opportunity to get to know you. I know you read the message, which I didn't send the message vindictively, going, I hope she doesn't see this. I sent it thinking, that's his fiance. They're probably both going to read it. And then I thought, what
thinking, I hope he hides it.
I do adore you. I was thinking, Laura is a grown, strong woman. She's probably going to be like, I'm in this situation, and that's valid for her, but I still have him. Like, you know, I thought about it differently, and I shouldn't have, and I assumed, and I'm sorry.
You're fine. No, I really, like, I appreciate you, like, even bringing it up. Do I think the message was disrespectful? I do.
Yeah.
I did. I was like, as a woman to woman, but I was like, at the end of the day, he made the commitment to me, not her.
Sure.
He got that's down where on I'm one at. Knee.
Men här slutade ju relativt
okej, like
deras ending. Men det är ju här också innan the goddamn jet ski, liksom.
then you go ride off.
Right
off
to the sunset.
But then again, if you had this party, everybody being shady to you.
But yeah,
you had this conversation with AD. AD was all in their business more than she should have been, I thought. Mm. This was the time that I was just like, kind of like, questionable about AD, who was everybody's favorite. And I was just like, get out of their business. I would have hopped on the jet. I could see myself hopping on a jet ski too. Like, I'm out of here.
Men, yeah, absolut. Men,
but do, yeah, if you do it, you're gonna be a villain.
Då blir det som det blir här. Yeah. Att du har ostracized på något sätt resten av folket. Och det kan ju vara okej. Okay. Alltså, jag menar, du är på en reality show. Det finns ju alltid de som är, I'm not here to make friends. Och ja, that's what it is. Men menar, det är svårt bara att göra det shady shit. Och samtidigt förvänta sig att folk ska vilja vara din kompis. Det, så kommer det inte hända.
I went another road to where you proposed to her and he said absolutely not. But babe, the way that he's handled himself since then, I don't believe him.
Really?
I don't believe a single word that he says. I think he was a literal fucking clown robot in the pods. And like who he said
we agree.
He was and how he handled the situation and how he conducts clown robot.
As a man and a human being. Sarian is not how he hasn't shown me in an ounce of that since
really?
He's been out of the pods.
Like you think he's like an all talk and then
this is
once you're in the
bold as hell.
I mean there is a part
this
of me which I
this is bold as hell what
there's
she's doing.
There's a part of me that's like are you confused still? He's like no, but I'm like now talking to you I'm like is he? In all aspects.
Just be careful, babe. Like, the guy, as far as I'm concerned, is not who he said he was.
Yeah.
Like, to say that, like, you love me as much as you do, and, like, I was it no matter what, and to throw you fucking under the bus continuously, like, it's...
Yeah.
He seemed like a piece of shit, man.
Mm-hmm. Since that night happened last Saturday, all he's been fucking talking about is his image and how he looks worse than Jimmy.
Oof.
So, I don't know why the fuck he came on this show, but it sure as fuck wasn't for a marriage or for fucking love, because he's not ready for that.
Wow.
I am literally...
Why are you worried about Jimmy, man?
Här kommer han ju i jobbet. För jag tror såhär, när man är... De har ju såhär... Man kan ju strike out med alla kvinnor. Eller liksom med de man försöker dejta. Men förhoppningsvis har man i alla fall då, om man bryr sig om det där, att har man hittat lite vänner. Och även om man är en bad guy mot såhär, kvinnan så kan det i alla fall vara så att han såhär, jag fick... tre polare från den här showen. Men han strike you out så här med snubbarna också, verkar det som.
Yeah, dudes don't seem to be feeling them.
Jimmy märker man ju gillar inte honom.
And Jimmy seems to be really tolerable. I mean, tolerant of bad actors.
At who this person said that he was.
Yeah.
And like, just watch yourself.
I don't know what the Jimmy context was about, but
yeah,
sorry.
Appreciate
about,
the strays.
Sorry about that, Jimmy.
So you
I can't stand Jeremy,
that
man.
Conversation.
Yep.
I'm sure that was a surprise for you.
I'm dragged into every conversation. It feels like.
What do you think Laura meant by saying that Jeremy was worried he'd look as bad as you?
I remember me having a really tough decision. I'm sitting here in the pods. I'm like, for days, hours, it felt like. I remember all the other guys, Ken. Everybody else picked me up that day, and Jeremy said, at least I can sleep tonight knowing Jimmy's the villain. When I had a decision to make, and everybody else was picking me up, and that was the word you left me with.
Okay.
That's true?
I don't recall saying that, but if I did say that, I was...
Clearly it was on your mind. You're still talking about me and your own relationships and stuff. That's how you viewed me.
No, I understand that, and if I did...
Yo, Jimmy went in! God damn! Jimmy had the sparkle in his eye, man.
It looks like, fuck
Jimmy
you,
had
man.
The, no. The, they talk about Christian McCaffrey, they say he look like...
Men det är sant, att hålla på liksom och... jag vet inte. Don't bring me into that shit.
Yeah, keep me out, keep my name out your mouth, man. I think he would slap, he would try to slap Chase out of
it
Jeremy.
It was not meant to be anything serious.
That's fair.
Was,
you feel a little burned by that? Seems like it.
It is what it is. Jeremy's losing my concerns right now.
I am sorry for saying that.
Well, AD, you had some.
You get a little beard and you get tough.
For Sarah Ann at the lake party. Well, had a chance to see that. What did you think of Sarah Ann's apology to Laura just now?
I mean, I feel like it's null and void. I don't think it matters. You still pursued him, you still went after him, so sorry for what?
That's what we all think.
Sarah Ann at that lake party.
And then she does the shrug. I can't stand this dumbass woman.
Oh.
She does the shrug like, that's what I'm saying. That's not what you're saying. Mm. You're saying, why are y'all mad at me? But no, it's not. What we mad at you because you did what you did.
Mm.
You went about it. So why are you wondering why we're mad at you? It's like, that. Accept the consequences for your actions, man. I can't stand that woman. Right. Or Jeremy. They're going to be a shitty couple. And then it comes out. I don't think we need to watch the whole thing. Right. But it comes out that they... That they're on rocky terms anyway.
Precis. Ja, men det, den här scenen är ganska
Chelsea
lång.
Says it.
Vi kan inte se hela, tyvärr. Men det... Precis, det blir, det, Jessica och Sarah Ann get into it. Mer om det här med liksom hur man är en, I guess, en bra vän och liksom en vad är det de kallar det?
A girl's girl.
Ja, men exakt. Och hela the narrative...
It just means your period sinks.
Hela the narrative blir ju att Sarah Ann är en, som sagt, en pick-me.
A pick-me girl. Och sen, I didn't know, can't you be both a girl's girl and a pick-me girl? No. Nah, I guess not. No.
De känns som att de är raka motsatser.
Yeah.
Men... Oof. Det, sen slänger ju Chelsea in det här med att så här, någonting om att men ni har ju gjort slut flera gånger.
Right.
Och det känns ju också, det är en hel lång story här också kring, de spelar upp när Sarah Ann har kommenterat sin medverkan och sagt någonting om att så här, ni, det här är ju entertainment, ni vill ha entertainment och we're giving it to you. Och det fick, blev hon ju också hammered på kring att så här,
don't fuck with the experiment. All of y'all that are in there, don't fuck with the core reason for the experiment, which is people coming here to really find love and not coming here for the wrong reasons. For real. Like, they don't fuck around with that. That's Nick and them. They believe in this for real. They're like, oh, they got on. That's what the people who got it the hardest is Sarah Ann, Jeremy, and Trevor. Because they're the people who didn't take the experiment, or on the outside, it looks like they didn't take it seriously.
Precis, vi kommer till Trevor. Men hon fick mycket... Och hennes förklaring var väl någonting... Jag kind of fattade vad hon försökte säga. I form av att sagt, hon har väl fått otroligt mycket hat liksom.
Yeah.
Och att hon blir i andras ögon bara en character. Och, men det är bara... Det var, hon, jag vet inte.
She's a dum-dum poopy pants. That's what we called her in school.
Dum-dum poopy pants.
Dum-dum poopy pants. She can't put her thoughts together. She's the perfect... Trump supporter. Like, she's like right there for them. The people that can't think past their own eyebrows.
The reason I put the video up is I'm experiencing a ton of hate on the internet, and I'm just a character. You know what I mean? There's never an interview of me talking about how I feel about this man at all. And that's unfortunate because there was a lot of heartfelt conversations around.
But I think that they didn't air all that because he had picked Laura, so they
aired. Of course, yeah, absolutely.
But is it safe to say that the relationship you are currently in is...
real.
My real life, my 96-year-old grandmother had a flight to my
this
wedding.
This was real.
And within days, he was with you. He met my whole family. Very few people in my entire life have met the most important people to me. He held my dog. And then literally hours later, basically decided that he had chosen you instead. That is why I'm coming in so hot. And the fact that you guys have, first of all, Sarah Ann, you've had a year to reach out to me. Like, we had that little lake day party.
Fake.
Half that conversation felt like you were asking me for advice on
this
your
what
relationship
I, this what I mean.
With him.
The gall.
Which I wanted absolutely nothing to do with, obviously.
Of
I was
course.
Hoping and praying for you guys to come in here with some humility and come with an apology and realize that this was my real life. I understand you guys are together now, whatever, that's fine. But this was my real life and my real fiance, my real engagement, my real wedding that was made a mockery of by the two of you. And then you come in here with heat towards me like I did something wrong.
All we're trying to say is there seems to be a disconnect between what's happening on the internet.
Bra A-plus like performance av Laura. Vi har ju båda haft våra problem med henne. Hon är inte vår favorit. Men här, on a Zoom call, liksom,
lights her up.
Let me light them up both.
And later, I don't think we'll show it, but later she does even mention the other thing that we had an issue with. And he apologizes for it too, the what bean dip thing. And yeah.
Just det.
I thought it was I thought she came
de skulle gå vidare. Hon bara, hallå, vi
pratar
om the bean dip. Yeah. Och det var lite, tror jag, det kändes också lite beräknande tycker jag från hennes sida. Men I get it. Hon har ju fått kritik för den biten. Och jag har sett att the show har fått mycket kritik för the objectification av AD och så vidare. Hon vill bara liksom försöka dead that.
Yeah, I like
med
it.
Att, så här,
I'm sure she, but as you said, we've had a year to go through all of this stuff. I like that she called them out. You had time to reach out, and now you're acting like you're all apologetic now. Like, all of this stuff, I think it's dope, man. Uh-oh, I just saw what you went through.
All right, vi går vidare.
So everyone, please join me in welcoming the mullet man himself.
mullet, man.
Trevor.
No, you cut your mullet? What is he dressed like? 1987?
Trevor.
He looks like he's going to rip it off and start stripping.
Kan du stå upp just nu? Kan du show your outfit?
I'll show my outfit.
Is this, I think it's the same.
It is not the same outfit. The same. First of all, no, my shirt not tucked in. I don't have a belt on. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm not dressed like this guy.
He kind of looking the same.
Just a different color. I got a polo shirt on. He got a button up all the way through. I have no buttons on my polo.
Okay, okay.
How are we dressed alike?
Okay.
I got a short sleeve polo. He's got a rolled up long sleeve.
I apologize. I was having too much fun. Man.
You got a hoodie tucked in. Yeah, show yourself, motherfucker.
Yeah, I can show myself.
Show yourself what you dress like.
I got a hoodie tucked in.
My hoodie, jeans.
Men det point är inte vad man har på sig, alltså i sig själv, utan det point är bara att den hade vissa likheter med with his outfit. I'm fucking sorry.
You think I'm dressed like Trevor?
A little bit. It reminded me of it. A little bit. Just a different color shirt. I don't know how. Jag vet att det är skillnad. Jag vet att liksom, det där är en liksom, button down skjorta som man har stoppat in, du har en polo shirt. Just, du bara...
Because I have slacks on, is that it? I'm not wearing jeans.
Jag tror det.
Okay, that's slacks. What it is. Yeah, slacks. Because people don't wear slacks all the time. Yeah,
okay.
Fuck you, man.
All right, nu kollar vi på när John kommer in.
Damn, Trev.
Oh, what's up?
Oh, we're stacking these couches. Do you guys have enough room over there?
No.
How's it going, buddy?
Okay, so we're going to get right into it. Trevor, hi.
Pause real quick. How the fuck the one person you know you're in the hot seat, you Trevor, and you come in and you say, "How's it going, buddy?" to Jeremy. Were you listening? His last
fucking
one.
Dying.
Life sucks, man.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you're here.
Nej, men Trevor, alltså, det här är brutalt. Och som vi har snackat om, tror jag, i flera gånger tidigare när vi har pratat om olika reunion shows, så är hela tiden det här med att när du vet med dig att fan, jag blev the villain.
Mm-hmm.
Det ska vara en reunion show. Du har ju två val. Antingen komma dit och stå för allt du har gjort, eller bara don't show up. Och här, om jag var Trevor här, jag tror att jag maybe just don't show up. Eller komma dit men liksom ha någon bättre fucking förklaring.
Imagine having such a good edit too. We talk about edits. Imagine having, it's right there. It's a strong ass depiction of you on this show. And then you fucked it up by how you acted in real life.
Mm. Your scorned ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, lit your ass up. And now you gotta come defend shit you didn't even do on camera. That's the worst part. And that's where we've come with I almost called it Best, with Love is Blind. That's where we come to, where they're all reviewing caught. This shit.
If anyone hurts Trevor, they're dead to me. Then, something came out that shocked everyone. Screenshots came out on the internet, which were allegedly between you, Trevor, and the girlfriend that you had at the same time that you were participating in this experiment.
The same?
Yes, in fact, you were texting her as you were traveling here and as soon as you left the pods. We actually have... the text. So
of course they do.
Show the receipts.
I love you so much, honey.
AD, messy.
I'm excited for it, but more excited to get back to you after and start our life together.
Bara den, the SMS-et är ju enough. I love you so much, honey. I'm so excited to get back to you after. Det säger ju allting. Det är liksom, det är crazy, but ett SMS.
Just took him down. One message to me.
Trevor responded, just did.
Land
then,
also.
Skipping to when you left the pods, you again wrote, do you still love me?
She says, pumpkin, I'm crying.
Trevor then says, can I call you in 30 minutes?
She said, I missed you so much.
Trevor wrote, I love you more than anything in this world, and I'm going to marry you.
She says, yes, call me, I can't
wait. They cooking this nigga, man.
Trevor says, I hope you know how much I love you. And had to pretend that this wasn't real life to say anything I said.
Jesus Christ.
Pretend that this wasn't real life. Look at she's all of us. The Kirstie lookalike is all of us right now. Micah. Oh, my God.
Throw in the towel.
Throw in the damn towel.
It's okay, pumpkin.
It's okay, Pumpkin.
Now, Trevor, I'd like to hear.
Now that I've destroyed your life.
Yeah, me
certainly
too.
Certainly a lot to unpack
Chelsea,
there.
Chelsea.
I think not only Vanessa and I, but everyone on this stage would love to hear what you have to say about that.
Hold on, let me think.
Nah, say it with your chest.
Hey, D.
Say it with your chest.
Kevin Hart got to be proud, man.
I had a whole thing planned to say. I don't know.
He's playing on the dumb jock thing?
Ja, jag satt och funderade på det. Så är det här fake? Is he being fake nu också?
I form
av att leka som att du är så himla så här, tagen av stunden. Att du så här, oh my god. Eller är han... Visste han typ inte att de kommer ha sms'en och så att det blev... I don't know. Men det...
Does he look genuine right there as we look at him?
So...
What happened?
I guess I'll start by saying that I was not dating her technically. Like, I never said, will you be my girlfriend before the show okay. started.
All right.
But there definitely was, like, obviously we were close, but she knew she was the typical girl I'd go for in real life. And I told her before, like, I want to go on this to try to experiment something else. And that, like, there's no justifying that. That sounds fucking horrible, what I just said in that. That is horrible. But I wanted to do this. Like, I wanted to meet somebody that I wouldn't go for in real life. This fucked up that I was acted like that with someone else right before going on and right after. But I went in with the mindset of, like, I will find someone. Like, I want to try it. I don't fucking know.
Trevor, I gotta ask you.
There is an answer for that.
You're saying I love you.
Yes.
To this woman as you're entering the experiment, as you're entering the pods.
Yes.
So to say, oh, I didn't, she wasn't really my girlfriend, you don't say I love you to someone you don't care about on
I
that
have
level.
Before. I mean, I did care about her.
So that's what you're going with. You didn't really love her.
You're going with the best story.
I'm saying, how unfair is it to everyone on the stage?
Exactly.
And I'll call out Chelsea directly because... There was a moment there where she easily could have said, Trevor, you are
as
the
weak
one
as
you're
she
my
is.
Unbeknownst to her, you have someone on the outside. You're telling.
And I would have been with Chelsea. I told her that. She knew that. Like, she. Her and
you
I
dodged
were
a bullet,
so
bro.
Fucking toxic.
Anyway.
So toxic that after you got out of the pods, you that, said, I'm going to
I
marry was, you?
No, that. I, yes, yes. I'm toxic as well. I admit that. Like, I am. I need a lot of. Like therapy.
That's the new joint.
Of like,
that's the new catch-all.
I know I need to fucking change. I don't know what you want me to say.
What do you want to say, bro?
Det är att det therapy liksom, men det är ju också alltså line. Det kan vara line, men det kan också vara sant i många fall ju.
Yeah.
Men det man får se senare med Clay är ju, det visar bara lite skillnad i accountability i form av att Clay, sen så kan inte vi veta hur mycket av det är sant och inte, men att han säger ju att jag har been to therapy, jag har gått i massa terapi nu sen det här. Han sitter ju här ett år senare och flera månader efter att, eller några månader i alla fall efter att det här har kommit ut och säger fortfarande att han ska gå till therapy. Men om man säger, han har liksom inte gjort det, han har inte tagit tag i det.
I'll stay out of it, Pumpkin.
Hit him with a pumpkin.
I definitely am not here to grill you by any means. It didn't work out for us, and I had just this intuition of why I shouldn't have picked you. I couldn't explain it, and now I can.
I think it's just
this is bullshit.
Because we all put 10 toes down into this experience. For you to also be playing the other woman,
oh, look,
that's also
Larry.
Disrespectful.
Sometimes I get reminders that she dated black guys before. Because when she said, we all been 10 toes down,
mm-hmm.
She been, yeah. And Kenneth ain't the first one.
Okay with it.
Yeah.
Very confused there. But yeah, it's disrespectful to them as well. I mean, it's the same thing that you were asking Sarah Ann earlier. Like, what about us that are going in this with the right intentions, doing the right thing?
And what if I did choose you? Would she be lingering around just like...
No, you would think she was, no matter what.
Front. I was like, you and I are toxic together. If I meet someone in here, then I'm staying with someone in here.
Like, that's why you were going to
show that text message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I left, because I was... When I left, I was in a fucking emotional wreck. I mean, you, Johnny, you were there when I walked out of the pod that day. Was I not...
Like, it was really bad. It was
like,
really bad.
Way worse than it's shown. Like, I did get into the experiment when I got here. Johnny was in the lounge and saw me, and I know you guys trust Johnny.
I kind of believe him, though, actually.
Were you more hurt?
We've seen it happen. Healthy,
or was it because you were leaving the show?
Oop,
I didn't
Amy?
Care about leaving the show. Can I, like, just leave right now?
Go ahead.
Chelsea has been raked over the coals.
No,
over the
no, and I will give
and
Chelsea.
At any point, you could have come to her rescue. Even I have had a ceasefire on Jimmy, and at any point, you could have just been like.
I have made comments helping Chelsea.
Did you come here to forward your career and be on TV?
No, what career? I mean.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. What career?
I did come here for good and bad reasons. I can't take back that I went on the show. I'm glad I went on the show because it taught me a lot about myself. And Chelsea, like, I was myself in those pods. I hope you know that. And any clarity you need off camera, like, I will give it to you. You're the only person that I owe any response to. Like, I don't give a fuck about people online. I don't need to respond to them. But, like, you, if you need that, I will give it to you.
I appreciate you.
Sarah Ann, we've already talked about your suggestion that this is just done for entertainment. There's been
det är nu det här som du pratade om tidigare. Yeah. När Nick måste
Nick
lay down the law.
Ja, de kommer
men det jag gillar faktiskt att de gör. Att så här, för det blir lite av en så här public humiliation av Trevor framförallt. Yeah. Och det blir en så här ganska bra varning till andra som har idén om att komma hit.
Fuck around and find out.
Wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is gonna be you. Om du fortsätter.
You were here for the wrong reasons. Guys, I just want to say, participating in Love is Blind, it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Vanessa and I believe in it from season one on. You can see the results. Look around this room. Look at this couch right here. We do not want people to come here motivated by fame. That's not what this is about. It's not fair to the audience. And most importantly, it's not fair to the people right here, the people who have invested genuinely in what this thing is truly, truly all about. It's just wrong. It really is. For people who come here with ulterior motives, we've got to call you out for it. So, Trevor, I know you asked to leave. You can leave now, man.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Trevor. But call up Bond's walk of shame.
On that note,
I'm going to I'm not dressed like that, man. That's bullshit, man. I'm not dressed like that, dude.
Okay, vi måste ta en bild på dig sen så vi kan ha en
yeah, we're taking a picture, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Men, vad skulle jag säga? Det här menar, att komma on the show,
yeah.
Och det här var resultatet. Alltså,
God damn.
Är det bättre att bara stanna hemma at that point? I don't know. Eller komma och på något sätt ha någon annan förklaring. Eller någon...
You didn't like his, I thought it was good. He said, I was in some toxic shit. I wanted to get out of it. I needed something different. I came on the show. I didn't expect to, like, really. We've seen people do this. Sergio is an example, right? What's the guy? The one from the first season, the Indian dude. Who kind of.
Shock.
Yeah, something like that. Shake. Yeah, like they come there, they're bullshitting around, and all of a sudden, oh shit, it starts working on them. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And then next thing you know, Clay is another example. Who the it's like the experiment takes over and they get into it without realizing they got into it. Mm. I think that might have happened to him, and then he got his heart broken. I can see that he got his heart broken and he's like went back to what he knew, the toxic bullshit.
Men det jag menar tror jag också att det, ja okay, så det han säger whatever det är hur mycket det makes sense or not. Det man kan chalk it up till att okay, han var en toxic person, han är en toxic person, han behöver hjälp. Men jag gillar inte att det var så hans framtoning var som en så slagen hund eller någonting. Alltså det här menar med alltså hur man också framstår och bara så här, vad är var det här en good performance?
Mm.
Jag tycker inte det. Jag hade bara så uff. Don't have me on TV like this. Alltså, då får jag komma in där också.
Det är I think you're different from that dude.
Say it with your chest i så fall. Ja, yeah. This is what I did. I'm fucked up. Bla, bla, bla. Men inte att så här, gå ut till den där tystnaden och gå liksom fucking svansen mellan benen.
Tuck his tail between his legs.
That shit sucks. Då hade jag hellre bara suttit hemma, tror jag, än att gå... Den där walk of shame där, när the audience var helt tyst. That's some, det är som pinsam shit.
Walk alltså. Of shame with your shirt tucked in.
Ja. Oh.
God damn.
Man.
Shit hurt.
Uff. Ja, nej, brutalt. Okej, hörni, det blir en del helt fan, det är mycket kvar i den här reunion show. Som den är uppbyggd så är det ju den är framtung. Mm. Det är mycket grejer in the front och sen så är det bara lite mer bullshit i andra halvan. Men vi har spelat in nu i nästan en timme, så vi kommer göra som förra veckan. Vi delar upp det här i två parts för att slippa hålla på med sådana stora filer och allting sånt. Så när ni hör det här, då kommer nästa del vara ute. So join us there.
Yeah, we'll okay. be back.
Peace.
Walk of shame with my shirt tucked in.
Yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.